Here's an oldie but goodie. Hit it.
Sega.
Welcome to the world.
Welcome to the Wadge. My name is Ian. Over there on the bed is Nick. And two people on Skype, we've got Andrew and Mark. Two Aussie blokes.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. Hey.
Dooby 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 doo.
It won't be long before we get the whole scale.
Do re mi fa so na di do.
Hey.
So, what should I start talking about? Okay, trademarks for the Nintendo Wii. Three new trademarks have appeared, yesterday. One of them is...
He's so geeky. Chasing up trademarks. So,
that's what IGN does.
So, we can find out where they're calling things.
Shut up, man.
That's the cool stuff there.
Okay, first off is a blatant obvious one, the Wii Pointer. This is blatantly going to be what people have been calling the Wiimote. So the Wii Pointer is the motion sensor controller that the Nintendo Wii is using. And then there's something called Wii Culture, which people are believing could be the Nintendo's Wii equivalent to Xbox Live. And then there's something called !N. If you actually flip that around, that actually spells Wii. So, and because if you flip the exclamation mark to make them look like I's, it looks like I-M. So this may be the messaging service that they have just confirmed. But how on earth you pronounce it, I don't know, but I have a feeling it could be called... Yeah.
I'm going on to some of my friends.
Or it could be eem, but never mind, because if you swap the...
In the toilets.
I think I'm going to return to my closet.
No, you're not. I am not having that bloody thing broken again. I've already got... Look, I mean, come on, I'm holding the door up with a suitcase.
Well, you need to get a better door, because I'm afraid the gates to hell don't argue with anybody.
Whatever, Nick. Anyways,
we've got two Aussies now.
Yeah. Huh?
The closet,
you couldn't
go back. Choppy.
Yeah, choppy Skype connection.
I thought once you came out the closet, you couldn't go back in.
No, it changes you. Going in the closet changes you. It deep down to your soul.
No, you just rant. You start chanting the board games in my cupboard.
Pictionary!
Pictionary! I actually got that as a random picture. You doing your wacko face and sounding Pictionary.
Risk.
Risk.
For people who want to kill their families. I love the quote on the box saying, bringing families together. It should say, causing family conflict. Because everyone knows, if you play Risk, you want to kill the person who's trying to kill you. Literally, though. Because no one could lose on Risk without feeling a little bit aggrieved.
Okay, the us British people who've pre-ordered the DS Lite Black... there has been recently been a robbery in China when a shipment was going to be sent to the UK and Europe. Someone hijacked a truck and managed to take vast copies of Brain Age and a few models of the DS Lite Black and are trying to sell them on the black market. But when I heard about this, I kind of freaked out and went into game yesterday to see if I've got it. And they said that I don't have to worry. My DS Black is guaranteed, so all's good. It's just now there's some idiot in China trying to sell these probably cheap. And, Yeah, they're also having a what's it called, a reward for anyone who in Hong Kong who gets to find this, and then they're going to earn, if they ever find out the problem, they're going to get $8 billion Hong Kong, which is about $2.3 million US. Okay, for those people who have seen the Final Fantasy VII motion video tech demo for the PlayStation 3, there has been some people who have been stupidly trying to pre-order this game. IGN has confirmed that Final Fantasy VII will never be re-released for the PlayStation 3, so stop it, you stupid people. And, a UK website called play.com has already started to accept pre-orders for the PlayStation 3 for a £550, which is about
$900.
No, it says it's actually got the it's got the conversion here, $1,017, which is a bit much considering that it's meant to be being shipped in the US for $600. It's going to be available on the 17th of November. So,
when's the Wii coming out?
It's been rumoured that it may come out the week before the PlayStation 3 comes out.
Won't be.
Competition.
The only competition it'll get is from, the thing is, Xbox 360 have done a wise thing by sending it out early.
Well, they've been working on it much sooner than they did with the PS3 and the Wii. That was the reason why they managed to get it out early.
But I think the how much is the starting price for a PlayStation 3?
Well, you see, there's meant to be two SKUs for the PlayStation 3. One is the core pack, and one is the much better pack, which has the HDMI. Now, the core unit has been confirmed that it will only be released in the States. Japan and Europe will only ever get the PlayStation 3 that has the HDMI socket. The US will have a cheaper model that doesn't have the HDMI socket, so unfortunately you won't be able to play the PlayStation 3 in HD if you intend to buy the core unit. But no, apparently...
Do you have any idea about us?
Huh? Oh yeah, you're one...
Do you have any idea about...
one grand in Australian dollars. Ow!
Sell your kids, mortgage your house.
Yeah, sell kids, mortgage your house, amputate a kidney.
Sell it on eBay.
Sell it on eBay. become a gigolo.
Rent boy.
Rent boy, aw.
Tell you left nut for it.
Oh! and then you have to pay the interest with tiny bits of your soul.
It won't be long before
Andrew, let's go.
It won't be long before you have to buy consoles on like credit. 36 months.
Yeah,
like this much. It will be ridiculous because $1,000 shit.
Aussie dollars.
Well, how's that convert to pounds?
I think that's like from last time I checked it was 700 quid. It's 100 quid more than us.
Oh my god, £700 for a
console.
A PC for that.
I know, but here's the ironic thing.
Oh, car.
Yeah, a cheap car. But here's the ironic thing. Like I've mentioned on one of my solo podcasts, Ken Kutaragi has said that these machines will be upgradable. So technically, it is a PC.
And to be honest,
you know what? They might as well call it, I don't know, the Sony Vaio Station.
Vaio Station.
Ian's game Station.
Oh, no, they can't have that because we actually have shops over in the UK called Game Station.
We actually have a shop, a computer shop up in Australia, very called Floppy Dicks.
Brilliant. Nice. Oh.
There's a lot of weird connotations to do with consoles at the moment. The Wii. I mean, what a terrible name. Revolution would have...
I understand. I mean, I've got used to the whole Wii thing, to be honest with you. And I think it takes some time, because when people hear... I mean, just like what Reggie Fils May said, when people heard about Google for the first time, were you totally confident that you thought it would actually do your job? I mean, think about it. It's kind of like those funny things. I mean, I don't know. How would you think that when people saw Katamari Damacy in the States, did anybody take that seriously when they first see it?
Taken seriously. Since when has a game where you are a little cartoon character pushing around a ball which picks up everything?
Yes!
Be taken seriously.
Oh, I don't... Oh, never mind, but still.
It's like, yeah, I'm really serious about Katamari.
I'm going to roll a ball down the town.
Hopefully pick up a few pedestrians. And
some pigeons!
It's like, hi, I like playing Katamari, and I like playing with my balls.
Yes.
Bad joke. So, when is the DS Lite coming out over there, Andy?
A testicle fixated.
I have no idea, but I'm sick of it. We're not getting black.
Nah. It's exclusive to us, baby. It's exclusive to us.
Which ones?
The DS Lite Black.
Only to England.
Only to England and Europe. Not to Japan, not to US, not to Europe. I mean, not to Australia, excuse me.
You just have to buy one on eBay. I think
we'll get it in the next 20 years sometime.
Have you got running water out there yet?
Nearly.
What about sanitation? I mean, like... You're not still
no, there's a hole
pissing in the creek.
We've got dripping water.
Dripping water.
We're going to have to drink recycled water.
Nice. Put it through Australia twice. Ready as. Our views of Australia are completely warped, as bad as the Americans' views of England. They think that we. They base all their opinions on the well trusted document known as Mary Poppins.
Yeah, Cockney. Oh God,
that is what London looks like.
Whereas
it's meant London's meant to be like a clean, lovely place with kids jumping around with bows in their hair and chimney sweeps who really care about everybody, and every now and then we break into dance and song.
Yeah, and then they find out the reality of it. Oh, I might give you your money.
Yes.
Knife. Give me your iPod, you little scumbag. Oi.
So that's no London accent. Oi, come over here.
Hello, Ian. Would you like to come to my house for a cup of tea with our top hats?
Yes. Our top hats.
Cup of tea.
Cup of teas are good.
Tea bag!
has it like worn off onto the Australian side? Or was it only beer that we got you onto?
Oh, man. You drinking it warm. We actually had the sense to actually cool it down.
Cool tea down? Iced tea!
No, you're worse than beer! Beer you're talking about.
Oh, I thought you were talking about iced tea. That is like...
Yeah!
That's a French creation. This is just boiling up these aggressive feelings. First on the list of King of Spain territories to be taken is France. And do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to force all the French politicians to be treated like hand puppets. Right up their ass!
Oh.
Bastards. Gonna shoot them all.
Oh.
Ian saw the King of Spades in full flow last night.
And he didn't do anything, though, and it was like some 26-year-old just came up to you.
And...
said, my friend really fancies you. My friend really fancies you.
I'm like, well...
Swoon, swoon, swoon. Inside the crappy club, which is a cabaret club in denial.
No. It's someone's front room. Just slightly spruced up. And did you know what I meant by the whole stainless steel makes it think it's classy? Because they add a little bit of stainless steel, like railings and things like that.
If you're wondering what the hell we're talking about a nightclub near us called Bellare.
Baloney.
Baloney.
We call it, well, I call it, I affectionately call it baloney, because it's low baloney.
Oh. So how far have you got in Oblivion?
Eh, depends which way you're talking about. I want to learn some more alchemy, but there's no books in the game which teach you alchemy. So, I'm screwed.
You just piss about a bit.
I just do missions for the Mage's Guild, that's all really. And the Mage's Guild, I'm happy to do a few things for the Mage's Guild, that's what I'm trying to be at and move up in. But the game's more climatic, shall we say. It's more instantaneous changing to the game. I mean, enemies renew themselves way quicker. And the goal for the difficulty in the game is, like, not really immense. It's just, like, do it, kill him, go that, kill that. It's not boring, it's just, like,
tedious.
No, very, very structured. I mean, the old game was like, you're out on your own. If you don't survive, it's your fault. Everybody pisses me off. That's what Morin was like. It's like force feeding you to learn. You've got to learn. If you don't bother, you will die. And another thing that really annoys me is in the old Morrowind, there's all these like generic books that just hang around on people's shelves. But they have about 10 copies of the same book.
Yeah.
Because it's just trying to fill the shelves up. So, but there it goes.
It happens in Fable and stuff like that too.
It's completely identical to the ones which were in Morrowind, are the ones that are in Oblivion. So you're telling me the town in a completely different country, they read exactly the same books.
Yeah. Oh.
Pass me phone over, Doid. Doid.
Doid.
Must have Agnes Robertson or something.
Okay.
Is Fable really, really good? That silence does not seem too promising.
Well, I've heard a lot of people that didn't like it purely because once you've done everything, there's not really much else you can do.
Well, basically, that's the point of a game, though, isn't it? Do everything.
Yeah, but this is meant to be the game that goes on as your life. But the thing is, you complete the game when you're meant to be like in your mid 30s, and you've got like several decades to waste on just killing random enemies.
Just like real life.
It's like woo. So, your mission ends at, like, 35, and then you've got, like, another, like, 65 years to do something.
I'm the nursing home edition.
Nursing home edition.
Pick up, cup of tea. Ooh, my arm feels stronger.
Ah.
Yeah,
we'd be going down to the pub.
Down to the pub.
Pub.
Yeah, we obviously proved the poob. Oh, don't say about the freaking poob.
What's the poob?
It's what Anthony and Emma came up with, how it should be pronounced.
Poob.
It's like noob, but with a P at the beginning of it.
I haven't really understood that whole new concept.
Actually, talking about that. Let's talk about some gaming lingo. I actually saw this on the IGN 360's website, and
So gather round, children, this is your gaming English lesson. So, let's learn some lingo, baby. Or however the hell it goes.
Do you want to kill some campers? Because camping is hiding in a singular place.
Yes, and then there's something in Metroid, Metroid Hunters, called item camping, because health orbs always respawn in the same place, so there's some asshole standing in the same place with a sniper gun regenerating all the time. So you're trying to shoot him, he doesn't die! It's like, come on, you bastard! It's like, and then all of a sudden, this sniper just kills you. I hate... that's the reason why the only people who I play online is either Matt or Steve from Nerdblurb. I will not ever play with random people because I just hate it, playing with random people on the Wi-Fi connection. Where the hell is it gone? I swear they had it on here.
Do you guys play Battlefield 2?
No, but there's a funny video out there that I've seen a few days ago. I think Andrew saw it as well. Didn't you show me that, Andrew?
Yeah, I've seen that one.
I want my Happy Meal! Ooh, these packages look so nice! I gotta find that and show that to Nick.
Always trying to revive people. Always revive the wrong people.
Yeah, revive the wrong people. Oh, there it is. Pwned! Okay, so listen up, kiddies. I'm going to teach you some lingo as soon as this fucking... See, this is what happens when you have too many things running at the same time. Slow down. Okay, the definition of pwned.
Pwned.
Pwned. A corrupted word of owned. Which originated from the game called Warcraft, where a map designer misspelled owned when the computer beat a player. It was supposed to say so-and-so has been owned, but instead it said so-and-so has been pwned. May also be used for your friends if they lose their keys, drop their cell phone, or spill coffee onto their new pants. Okay, and the definition of woot. Woot was originally, what? Strung-stated expression from common among players of Dungeons & Dragons and tabletop role-playing games for wow loot. Thus, the term passed in the net culture, where it was thrived in video gaming communities and lost its original meanings, and simply used as an expression for a term of excitement or extreme nerdiness. I defeated the sorcerer. Woot! Teabag. Oh no, this is going to sound bad. A traditional saying in shooters, after you killed or owned an enemy, beginning to crouch up and down their dead body, wherever over the head or over a preferred area of the corpse, makes great kill cam footage. You got served. Another way for saying you have got owned, or pwned, or you suck at breakdancing. Zombie God hacks. Two separate words. Zombie God is derived from oh my god, the OMG, meaning oh my god. Zombie God puts the extra ZO in it, which makes the sound zombie god. What? Hacks is commonly known, used on Xbox Live World as a defense mechanism for people with low self-esteem, who need to justify getting beat by accusing their opponent's player for cheating. In conclusion, zombie god hacks means to be incredibly excited, confused, depressed about losing a game or your pathetic life in general. Now, this is something that Nick will need to learn. Noob. An insult term referring to someone who is new to a game. It is more widely used as a general insult. Generally, it gets spouted by an elitist or bad players who can't accept losing, and everyone else noobs for beating them. The video games world of being a rookie. And then there's this is a somewhat Korean say on online games. Usually signifies joy or somewhat a war cry. You'll see this in an, from an enemy if he is killing you. He is Korean or both. Attack the base! Sucksaw. A modified version of the verbs to suck, and meaning to roughly the same. There are two main uses. A verb, dude that sucksaws, and as the noun, you are tesucksaw. They appear independently. The verb version, autonomously to rocksaw, to rock, the noun will be considered as the counterpart of hacksaw, hacker. The pronunciation is sucksaw. Contrary to some claims, EverQuest's spell sucker has nothing to do with that word. It's actually pronounced Sukor. This is one of the early uses of the word Zor, word ending. Don't say this to your girlfriend.
Base raping.
Base raping. When a team has captured all the bases but one, members of that team are team surrounded last remaining spawn point and decimate the team with an additional kills insulting being base raped sucks. What on earth? Ridiculed when someone pwns someone but it's ridiculous. Janitor. Someone who avoids the main battle and cleans up the wounded survivors to finish them off.
That's
like how I play. Ha ha. An evil laugh, blatantly. The rocks. Rocket launches in Halo 2. Bring the baggie to your teeth.
For your teeth.
And you just got assassinated. Boomstick, shotgun. Blue screen, bitches, quitters. No scoped. A single shot sniper kill without the use of sights or scope. We used to do that with, what was it called?
Times. We had a rule, we had a game, we had a, you know when you set up your own particular set rules?
Yeah.
We used to have one shot kill with sniper rifles, but you had to be in scope.
Yeah, you had to be in scope only.
We all know that Time Split is the turning on the
sight mode is horrendous. It's like a constipated movement.
I will shoot you. Back to me. Oh, which I used to win quite a lot because I used to run up to people, get into scope, shoot. Whereas people were tired in buildings.
And then, what was, we used to do a lot of bricking as well. Bricking!
It's just really sad that I bought Xbox 360, it makes the other games look so more backward. I played Morrowind recently. God, that looked backward. The atmosphere is good though.
Oh, but yeah, that's game lingo.
They missed out a few. Fragged.
Frag is kill. I think the majority of us knows that.
Camping.
Yeah.
Item hogging.
Item camping. I think we invented item camping because that's what we used to do in Mario Kart in battle mode.
Yeah.
You constantly accelerate, reverse.
Only in time with the opposition. So they can't get the item. Very useful on block fort. Because if you're on block fort, then you're always miles away from an item. So if you item camp, when they're short of time on say Shine Thief, they're like, bastard. You bastard.
Bastard.
Haven't got any items, and I'm item hogging. And by the time you go and find another item from another part of the block fort, you're gonna be out of time.
Yes, and then item camping exists on Metroid Prime Hunters when you play online, because as I've probably said about a few minutes ago, there are Pilliks out there who simply stand on a respawn point and they will just shoot the sniper at you, and it drives everybody nuts. So yeah, what games have you guys been playing recently?
I haven't had much time for games.
What did you say, Mark?
Battlefield 2, that's the game I play most.
Alright, okay. Is there any new phrases or sayings that we haven't included on that list for Battlefield 2?
It's basically the one you said before.
Alright, so there's nothing new on the Battlefield 2 front then?
Not that I know of.
Well, what's this? Oh god, I don't remember that. I was trying to remember some of the old Quake online and like phrases which we used to come up with. Oh god, there was one which began with. Began with S.
S.
I don't remember.
Oh, unless there's one called Boom Headshot.
Oh, God. Don't bring that up. That's a Counter-Strike quote. if you get a successful headshot, you're just going to blow, because it just goes, boom. Headshot! down the microphone. So you're wearing a headset, and you're just going, my ears, my precious ears! Nick is currently pissing
off.
So yeah, there's Boom Headshot. Drives everyone nuts. Oh. Well, those are things we used to come up with on the... That's it! Shine Whore. <What's> that? That was a quote. That was one we came up with. Someone who's just way too good at the game and just seemed to hog up the shine the whole time,
yeah.
Or someone who manages to succeed the whole shine in one clock time.
No, so you say you collect the shine first, and you've got 60 seconds to.
Basically, Shine Thief is like the Mario Kart version of Capture the Flag.
You get the shine, and you wait for about like. It's
just doing it in one go without being struck.
Yeah, and I've done this.
Too many times.
It's like, shine more.
Shine more!
We've come up with some classic stuff recently. I mean, there's a few techniques which you might want to take down. Have you got Mario Kart?
Double dash.
Yeah.
Your Mario Kart double dash? Right.
No, I don't have that.
Oh. Because that's got Shine Thief in it.
What?
Yeah. I've got Mario Kart on 64.
The good one, that was.
Have you got GameCube?
No.
No. Does anyone have it? Because you can try this technique I found out. Called the... It's called... 360 turning.
Oh god!
Because if you give me a controller, because I'm trying to figure this out. Because I can only do it if I'm
behind the GameCube.
That had been on the 64. I remember doing it.
360 turning by holding a certain amount of buttons all at the same time and turning.
Yeah, it's like A.
Yeah,
B,
I'm sure I did it once on the 64.
If you're accelerating slowly, you suddenly hit into brake and hold L and R and turn.
Yeah, you showed me that
yeah,
before.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, you showed me that one before, Nick.
And I did it to you, didn't I?
Yes.
I did you with it. You were coming up behind me with, I think it was, a star, and I 360 turned.
Oh, dude,
drove away with one.
What did we used to call when Chris just kept going round in circles? What used to call that? I swore we had a phrase for that.
We did have a phrase for that.
Dude, what did we call it? I keep thinking to myself donutting, but that isn't it.
It is donutting.
Donutting.
Donutting. But donutting has its flaws.
Yes, because all you have to do, reverse, go the opposite direction. Ha! I win!
The thing is, you know,
you're only a fool if you try to follow him.
No, best thing.
Yeah,
64 Mario Kart. For the Wario Raceway map.
Oh, wait, I know that trick.
Yeah.
Ian,
do like a lap in like 8 seconds.
Yeah, I know, it's hilarious. Ian can do it. Ian can achieve. You know, when what you got to do is hit the second bump, isn't it? And jump over the edge. You can do is accelerate from the start and on the second bump, try and hop as you hit the wall. So you fly over the wall and skip half the track. And Ian couldn't do this, but me and Alex have got it down to fine art. And we're just doing it continually. And Ian was like going, I'm not going to cheat. I am not going to cheat. I am going to win this honourably. No chance. We could literally reverse the whole lap as long as we did that jump.
You do like a whole lap in 8 seconds, though.
Yeah, and people were left behind. It made the game so much easier if you were playing like extra mode or something like that. And just to win that lap, you could win that lap at first place every single time because computer. Yeah. You can even lap the whole bunch of them about 3 times because they couldn't keep up with you. Yeah. They've deleted that from the new game that I can't stand. That I wish there was some cheats in that game. I swore I found one on Bowser's Castle. But if you try to skip the track, it goes, nah, you've fallen off the edge, even if you've landed on land.
I did manage to execute a shortcut on the N64's Rainbow Road, where if you timed it properly, if you jumped off the track at a particular point, you could skip like 2/3 of the track.
Yeah, but that's really hard to do, though.
Yeah, it is. It is pretty tricky.
I already.
Yeah, there's one of the ice maps.
Which ones?
Is ice level.
One of them. It's like, you go. It's really hard to do, though.
And there's a couple of pre-made cheats on a load of like Koopa Beach.
The Koopa Beach one, where you go on the ramp and you go through that cove.
But it's not really a cheat, really, because it's not that much of an advantage. It's an advantage, but it's not that much of an advantage. Yeah. It's like, there's no cheats on that, but there's no cheats on Double Dash. Really, there's no cheats on Double Dash. I mean, the cheats seem to take more time than just generally driving.
Yeah, I know, there's all these,
don't forget Diddy Kong Racing.
Hey!
I love that.
I found a blatant shortcut in one of those levels. If you play the Pirate Cove level on that, and you make the vehicles hovercrafts, there's a way where, because you're on a hovercraft, you can obviously go on both land and water. And as everybody tries to go into this pirate ship, I just go around it.
I remember that.
Sucksaws! The computers are about just sucksaws.
But we know computer characters suck. AI is sick. AI has never been good since the hazy days of Super Mario Kart on the hard mode.
But, oh, man, what was,
Another thing that put me off is the, F-Zero X is impossible to cheat on as well.
That was pretty cool, though.
Yeah. But they say that there was, in F-Zero X and F-Zero GX, there's a cheat where if you keep swerving enough times, your ship literally just flies. I've never been able to do it, though.
Yeah.
But in the air, you lose speed so quickly.
Yeah. Unless you tilt the nose down, but the problem is if you land whilst the nose is down, you get damage.
Yeah.
Comparing Wipeout to Xbox to F-Zero X is like saying,
why? I don't understand these people who like Wipeout. No offense. I mean,
it's
fast,
but.
F-Zero beats it over and over and over again. Wipeout just seems to be, oh, dull, beige. beige game.
I reckon
it's just F-Zero with weapons. That's all it is. It's a blatant rip-off. But F-Zero is...
Goldeneye was a good game.
Huh?
Goldeneye was a good game.
Goldeneye is fantastic.
Yeah.
I fell in love with that game, it was so good.
And the original Perfect Dark?
I got a copy of Goldeneye and Perfect Dark from this bloke for a fiver. And I played a little bit of Goldeneye, but I haven't tried playing Perfect Dark yet. But that was a deal, though. Goldeneye plus Perfect Dark. No box, but with the manuals for a fiver. That was pretty good. I don't know how much that is in Aussie dollars.
About $10.
$10 or something.
All right.
Oh, dear. Oh, what else is there?
What other games have we shouted blasphemous things to whilst playing multiplayer?
Blasphemy is when you take
the I know. I don't know. Ranting, chanting, swearing.
ISS2.
Oh god, that was because you were the only person that would ever win.
Because ISS2 is so flawed. The dribbling's flawed, the shooting's flawed, everything's flawed about the game.
That's why Nick constantly cried whenever he knew that winning 11 would never come to the UK. Because everybody knows, every soccer fan knows that winning 11 is the, what's the word? The holy grail of football games. But it's not available in the UK. You can find a couple of copies in the US, but not in the UK. Which sucks, because football is incredibly popular over here, and winning 11 is not available here. So, oh dearie me.
The home of football hasn't got a football name.
Yeah. Sensible Soccer has returned with Sensible Soccer 2006. That's been getting some very average reviews. They don't say it's as good as the original Amiga games. Because I know that they did like a top 100 of games in the UK, and Sensible Soccer came to like number 4 or 5. It was that good, and I remember playing it once, and I would have to say it is a pretty decent game. But they say that this new game that they've brought out, where it's a cel-shaded 3D game, people they're not really liking it as much as they should do, like, in comparison with the old game.
I think the cel-shaded in football games is a really, really good move. I think that's going to be the future of football games. Because imagine a fully-fledged football game in cel-shading.
I can understand that,
but not like ridiculous, like massive heads. And like,
yeah,
and it has a different aspect. It's better than all lifelike stuff too.
No, but imagine like seeing your favourite football players in full like cell shaded. It'd be like so good, because like the effect could be so quality. Because it has to be stylized in a way, like, you know, like art things.
Yeah. I can understand what you're talking to, because let's face it, every single time a new football game comes out, it's almost identical to the previous game that came out. Possibly a few graphical enhancements, but other than that,
no. But the thing is, they've got the football engine down to a fine art, but the football graphics are still lacking. I've never figured this out. All they need to do, look, they've made Final Fantasy with a beautiful graphics and things like that. They can't manage to make a football player look like a football player. Yeah.
It's a stick. It's a stick walking across the...
No, it's not, like, difficult, is it, really? All they need to do is make them look remotely human, not actually look like people in art, in like... Muscle suits running around. Because I can understand they're trying to make it realistic, but for God's sake, realism. You can't make football look realistic because there's so many things to take account for.
Mm.
But the movement of the ball, I think, is the only difficulty they're having problems with.
Yeah. Well, there's that FIFA Street game where you can do all those fancy dribbles.
Yes, but that's not good for me. I mean, it's a simple game, it's a simple premise, okay? A character's either, a football player's either good or crap at a particular skill, yes?
Yeah.
It's basically like, it's preset. It's, an AI doesn't need to be that amazingly intelligent. It just, they make a game, they're making football games so dull. Because passing is meant to be fluid and good, and say you've got a crap player, you can take advantage of that crap player by using different techniques.
Mm.
I mean, a different route to go. I mean, it really does fucking piss me off the way that they're so awkward with it. I mean, I could make on FIFA 1998, A Road to the World Cup. I was in love with that game. It was fantastic. It had so many different options. You could be any team. I'm tempted to get Road to the World Cup on the Xbox 360, but I really want to see a few reviews first, and I don't buy console magazines anymore, so I don't get any information. So I want to find out if it's any good, because...
Google is your friend.
Google is your friend.
Do you not have internet?
Yeah.
I've only got running water, mate.
Running?
How am I talking to you?
Dripping.
Yeah. Water butts.
Water butts.
At the moment, though.
We don't. It's a hand crank laptop I'm using.
like those ones they're shipping to Africa.
That was one of my classic phrases, weren't it? That was one of my classic phrases when I was at home saying, yeah, everything is hand cranked. Washing machine.
No, steam powered, you said. Steam powered.
Steam powered PC. A hamster's running inside to keep the fans running.
Yeah, it's like a set of hamsters. Like, each hamster is a core.
Well, I've made a petrol powered laptop.
Jesus Christ. Stink your room out, though.
I think they use ethanol or something.
Yeah, isn't there meant to be, like... They're meant to be making a combustible battery that's meant to last 37 months straight or something.
Well, what happened to the urine power battery?
Oh, yeah! I've seen that ages ago. The battery that runs on piss. That was...
It didn't run on the wave.
Yeah, but... Yes! That we know the secret power supply.
I wonder what the hole in the console was.
Yes, you get a little cup. Oh no!
Why is your girlfriend squatting over the
technician?
What? What did he say, Mark?
Take it into your local technician. Say, you take it into your local technician and say, "Well, it's not." Not working. Go, oh yeah, I'll fix it for you. It just pisses on it.
And then you go to your room because you've let your girlfriend play on the console, and you, next thing you see is your girlfriend crouching over the top of the your Nintendo Wii, going, "What the hell? I'm just topping up the memory card."
Oh no. That's bad. Ooh, talking about, moving on to DS, they have now revealed the Pokemon Diamond and Pokemon Pearl edition, and they've shown off a few of the starting Pokemon you get. One looks like a fox with shorts, and with knives coming out of his hands.
Now, how many Pokemon is it now? 3,000?
The only thing I can read is 2006.
Will that be compatible with the new Pokemon Stadium on the Wii or whatever?
Yeah, this is meant to be the game which you can synchronize with the Nintendo Wii with Pokemon Battle Revolution. The one really gimmicky thing in this game is you get a watch, and it goes on the touchscreen, but it looks exactly... when you actually play it, it looks exactly like the spinach colour screen you get on the original Game Boy. this time it is a freedom... Although it's still top-down, the buildings are now polygon-based 3 dimensions, so, which is kind of cool, but the battle screens are still 2D. Now, I wish I had the official site for this. I've probably got it on another page. Oh, sodden hell. But, yeah, they've shown off a few more Pokemon. There's another one on here as well, which looks a bit like a jellyfish. And,
cat with 9 tails.
Oh, yeah, there was some cat character as well. But, yeah, like I was saying, there's a fox that's wearing shorts and got, like, horns sprouting out of its hands and its chest. And then you've got this weird kind of otter character with, like, 2 tails and, like, I don't know, like a water ring round its neck or something. God knows what the hell that's about. Yeah, they've shown off...
It looks a bit like Tails.
Yeah, it looks a bit like what would happen if Tails was an otter.
What would happen if Tails was in a car accident? So, what's that drug which made... If Tails' mum had taken formidahyde?
What? That's horrible, right, man. Now, I wish I had the page for
it. It does look good like that, though. You look at it, it looks like Tails' mum took formidahyde.
That's horrible, man.
Look, it's all deformed.
Formaldehyde.
Formaldehyde's for embalming bodies. Formaldehyde was a pregnancy drug to help women go through pregnancy in some way, but it made the kids all,
sprouting an extra arm.
Yes, literally, it was that bad.
God, now I wish I kept the other page, but I cannot be bothered to scroll through loads of Japanese text. Another thing to talk about is the new Mega Man. Mega Man has changed several different ways, and now he looks like a Power Ranger. So yeah, there's a new Mega Man game being...
Yay!
There's a new Mega Man on the Nintendo DS. And he's not an android anymore. He's basically a kid that acquires a power.
The game was awesome on Super Nintendo.
Yeah, the Mega Man X games. But yeah, this time around, he's not an android. He's basically a kid who discovers the power to become the new Mega Man. And yeah, so pretty much it's just a Power Ranger. But, yeah, that's going to be coming out on the Nintendo DS. And what's really weird is that his gun looks like a cyborg wolf that's about to explode. But apart from that,
Optimus, it's Megatron.
Megatron, Transformers, robots in disguise. Oh, I can't do it. Go on, that's it. So yeah, there's a new Mega Man. What else was I going to talk about? I think that was it. Oh, I swore there was something else, though.
Neverwinter Nights 2.
Neverwinter Nights 2 to be released on the PC. He's reading my Edge magazine that I'm going to be taking on the plane with me. Anything to talk about games in Oz?
Well, we just received the Commodore 64.
Yay!
I think you'll enjoy that one. Briefly.
You'll have to put up with 15-minute loading tapes.
I want some really nasty game, twisted game. I haven't seen, can't see the final one.
Oh. Yeah, how much is the Xbox 360 over there?
$1,000 at you.
$1,000?
The 360?
Yeah. $1,000.
Or the normal Xbox.
No, the Xbox 360.
Yeah, it's about $700 to $1,000.
Jesus Christ, it is as much as the flipping PS3. Christ.
The Nintendo Wii.
I can't wait to see what the PlayStation 3 price is in Oz.
Yeah, they predicted it. It's gonna be a whole grand in Aussie dollars. How big is it? It's right. The PS3 is about the same size as the Xbox 360. But the Nintendo Wii is just gonna be like three DVD cases put together. It's very small. Going a bit stale now, which is not a good thing. And we're going up to the hour.
Not all.
So, anything else to say before we go?
Not really.
Nothing
much.
Really.
No. I'm just really involved in that whole Oblivion. It's delicious. It's a delicious game to look at. It gets a bit choppy every now and then, I understand.
Do you guys like playing wrestling games on?
We're not really wrestling fans. We kind of call that scripted fighting.
No, real. It's real.
Yeah.
It's so real. No, don't say it again.
Yeah, it's so real.
Yeah, that dude.
I thought it was real.
So when the guy slaps the guy in the face, why does he stamp his foot?
It's like, he really is invincible. Heels. When he gets punched in the face, his nose doesn't bleed. They are really invincible. They've got a vast supply of Super Mario stars hidden somewhere.
I was wondering what I should get.
Yeah, that's one game I do want to get on the 360. The Sonic the Hedgehog game.
3D, is that again? Oh, DS looks pretty damn slick. The new Star Fox DS.
Yeah. Ah. Oh.
With the mythical 3D engine. Well, I don't remember.
Also available in 4D.
Oh, don't bring that up. Hello, everybody. Welcome to four-dimensional fidelity land, or whatever. I'm making shit up now. Welcome
to kids. Welcome to audio technicality land.
Yay! Oh,
smack you in my pumpkin.
I'm the juggernaut, bitch.
I'm Nick James, bitch.
Nick James. I'm Samuel L. Jackson.
Bitch.
Drink my beer. It'll make you drunk.
My beer.
It'll make you drunk. I'm so going to get some Dave Chappelle DVDs when I'm in the States. Just get all of them. All of them. All of them. And, and the Aqua Teen Hunger Force. Oh, that'll be cool.
How much stronger is the PC against the Xbox 360?
That's a pretty bad... That will make no sense, because you can upgrade PCs. But no, if you want...
No,
the PS... This is what's funny, because the PS3, although it's got 7 cores in it, not all those cores will be used for the games. Only 3 of those cores will be used for games. So it only has a 15% advantage. Woot! So there's no point. I mean, as well as all this crap about upgradability and stuff like that they've been mentioning about, you might as well wait 5 years down the lane. 5 years later when they announce the PS4 and get one then. Because then you'll have a cheaper and more powerful PS3 in comparison with the really expensive ones that they start off with. I mean, and plus there's only one game that I really want to get on the PS3, which is Metal Gear Solid 4. So
the darkness looks sick.
What's the darkness about anyways? Oh, yeah, that's a nasty game. You've got, like, an imp trying to saw someone's head off with a rusty hacksaw. Looks horrible, man.
So virtual tennis is going to... Oh, I'm going to get that. Oh, that looks so amazing.
Virtual tennis.
Virtual tennis is a good series.
I love tennis games.
Guitar Hero 2! Yay!
It's a really great one, it's called Pong.
Mario Tennis.
Yeah, Mario Tennis on the N64 is awesome. Mario Tennis on the GameCube is really stupid.
I told you it'd be.
Yeah, I ended up selling it.
Turok. They're still playing away with the Turok series.
Yep, new Turok is going to be on the PS3, isn't it? Oh, and 360 as well. Ah, okay. I thought it was a PS3 exclusive, but no, it's going to be on the 360 as well.
Another shit game we're going to be force-fed. Destroy all humans.
Yeah, another... Yeah, an Aussie-made game. Destroy all humans.
There's absolutely no games.
What? I didn't realise that was an Australian one.
Yeah. Did you never know that? Yeah, that was made by Aussies. Destroy all humans. I mean, come on. The Americans would never over-exact...
So was Finding Nemo.
What? Oh, yeah. Dude. He was like... Whoa! And then he was like, oh! and Babe as well. What other games have we got on this list?
What really makes me laugh is people actually think that New Zealand's really close to Australia.
It's miles away! It's absolutely miles away!
Oh, it's just down the road. I've been there regularly.
I mean, he does day-to-day trips to Korea to see if he can haggle some SDSL connection.
Golden Axe!
Golden Axe! Yes, Nick's having a geeky orgasm because Golden Axe is making a return. And oh, look, Dead and Alive Extreme Volleyball 2. Oh, look, some Wankstain games.
You mean you're buying it then? Crash Bandicoot should have given up ages ago.
Yes, I don't understand. Traveller's Tale should have given up on that franchise ages ago. Oh, yes.
What happened to the Tigger? They did a whole bunch of Tigger ones too, Winnie the Pooh stuff.
Oh, God.
And A Bug's Life, I think they did.
They made Grand Theft Endo.
Yes. The Nintendo Retrocast mentioned this ages ago, but there are these people who created their own version of the original Grand Theft Auto on the NES and called it Grand Theft Endo. And the graphics look pretty good for it as well.
What graphics? 2D. 2D. 2D.
I know, but for 2D. 2D, the 2D graphics in that game was fairly decent.
Blood money.
No, Hitman should have died ages ago as well.
Yeah, you know this. Table tennis.
Fairly good game, but it's an over-exaggerated version of Pong. But I wouldn't mind getting it, even though I do criticise it a bit. I'm hypocritical that way.
Oh, dear. PC gaming's going to die eventually.
See, there you go. I think that got a 6 in Edge.
They say it's really, really, like, ridiculous skill.
But I just find it funny that, like, all the characters have huge heads for sensible soccer.
I don't think it's funny, I think it's annoying. I should make it more serious. A serious 3D, shell-shaded football game would be awesome.
Like Killer 7?
Yeah.
What about caricatures of their faces?
Not really with characters, I just want something serious.
The making of Grand Theft Auto 1. Oh.
Simplicity at its finest.
Oh, see, this is the Grand Theft Auto that I like, because it was... It just worked.
I used to hate it. That's me.
And then there's all the job section. Oh. So yeah, I think.
What are Halo's going to be like on the old Xbox 360?
Well, they showed off the little video for that, but it wasn't in game though. It's meant to be the last the last of the series, which is going to be a trilogy. And apparently, they found a Halo on Earth. So,
what?
They found the characters in Halo discover a Halo on Earth. So, wonder what's going to happen. Oh, so yeah.
Is Quake coming out again?
Hmm?
Is Quake going to be out again?
Well, there's a Quake 4, which is a blatant rip-off of Doom 3. But, oh yeah, check out that cartoon. Check out that cartoon that they have. There's loads and loads of people queuing up to see the Nintendo Wii. And the bloke at the who's just about to get in there who says, "Oh, it's taking me this long to go to the toilet." Brilliant one. Brilliant one. That's clever.
I love the anticipations of all the geeks.
Yeah, and then you just have this old bloke trying, desperately needing to go to the toilet.
Approximately.
Makes me feel like what happened last night with my chronic bowel pains.
You do not really need to know this, yet.
I know.
After he was teabagging in the nightclub.
I hate you now. Right, okay, it's a sayonara.
That's what you meant with that, Blake.
Right, it's a sayonara from me, an arrivederci from Nick, and
hooroo from me.
And Mark?
See you later.
Good day.
See you later.
Oi, sport, come over here. Skippy!
That's Skippy,
the bush kangaroo! Skippy!
Did you watch it? Have you ever heard
Skippy.
Of it? Did Dame Edna come from your country?
Yes.
Oh god, he's a funny comedian. He's fucking hilarious. Makes me laugh, like, some of the things he comes out with. Doesn't he come out with a nasty character again? What's the name of the other one? It's like Dame Edna, he's got the alter ego of Dame Edna, which is a scumbag.
His name just came to me and it's just gone. I cannot remember it.
It's something like scum something or other, isn't it? It's like, oh god. Because Dame Edna's a Sydney housewife, I think it is. The man dressed up as a woman, of course. He just comes out with some really hilarious things.
Oh, I'll look at.
Oh,
I can't think of what his name was.
It's funny how we've just said see you and we're talking about bloody Dame Edgar. Dame Edgar.
Not Sid Snot.
I think I've found it, but I'm not sure. Is Edna Everidge?
Yeah.
Les Patterson.
Les Patterson, that's it. Oh, like, just does some coughing and he's like a really nasty character.
Okay.
Well, we better be off.
Yeah. We better get jetting. So,
it's an arrivederci from me and a sayonara from Ian, and I'm going to completely unserve him by saying everything to finish the podcast. And
Welcome to Nerd Blurb. CEO of Google did confirm that they are working on a payment system.
Or as we like to call it, a G-Wallet.
G-Wallet.
The Force FX lightsabers.
Those things rock.
Wait, I have one here.
We're going to record this. If you guys can see this, you'd wet yourself.
I have very sensitive nipples. I ended up getting ready, put bandages on my nipples, and end up going out that night. I start talking to some girl. She cut her finger. So she's bleeding from the finger. I start making my way to the bar. I was like, wait a minute, I'm a walking pharmacy. And so I gave her my bandage from my nipple.
Nerdblurb.com, a nerd-powered podcast.
The Nintendo Entertainment System.
We can play it on my Nintendo Entertainment System.
Yo, video game dude, talk to me!
Just about everyone in the 80s had an NES or a Game Boy.
And in the 90s, they had their Super NES and Nintendo 64.
Do you remember the NES?
We do, and we discuss it every week. What about Excitebike? You can create your own tracks.
That's true. It's able.
But I don't think it had a battery.
I don't know what kind of fuel cell hydrogen peroxide they use in there.
It runs off anal smells. It As long as you it runs off the friction of the tectonic plates rubbing over each other in the Earth's crust.
Wow.
It uses kinetic energy to generate small amounts of electricity.
It takes the whole Earth. Blaster Master.
I know this game.
You mean like a little...
Well, you could turn it to a guy, and you could turn it to a car, right?
Yeah, it was a gadget mobile. Go, go, gadget man!
But this had like a cannon blaster on it, so you could shoot guys.
Why would you... That's the worst superpower ever. I could have my car turn into a van! So if you want a flashback to the golden age of gaming,
then you should check us out at RetroNintendo.com.
And on iTunes.
The Nintendo RetroCast.